In the year you've been here, do you see, do you understand, and are on board with the way Chip wants to do things with this locker room?
Yeah, I mean, I've been a part of teams where culture is all about, is higher than talent. You know, we value, and especially Chip, he values that attribute more than talent. You know, although he wants talented players and we have talented players, he wants somebody that fits more than anything. And so I think all the guys that he's brought in understands that, buy into that, and I think that's the way it should be.
Does he send that kind of message, you know, where he trades a guy like LeSean McCoy, you know, who's...
I don't think that had to do anything to do with it. I don't think Shady was against the culture. I just think the value in which we could get other players was just, you know, it was kind of a piece to move that we can acquire Maxwell, we can acquire Kiko Alonso. I think Shady fit in with the culture pretty well. It's all about guys who believe that the team is bigger than themselves and will maximize their own personal potential, you know, to for the betterment of the team.
And obviously, economics then would obviously be a factor then.
Economics is, you know, that's part of the business. No team, whether you're about talent or culture, can avoid that. But as far as the type of guys we bring in, the type of guys we spend the money on, it's always going to be guys who will buy in and guys who think about the team first and also, you know, have talent as well.
Malcolm, I think people understand that from the outside when they hear that, but they also know that you need talent to win in the NFL. And at some point, you can't just have 90 really great guys and expect to beat teams with all-pro players. So where is the line drawn between how many you can lose?
So let me ask you this question.
Go ahead.
If you looked at our roster, would you say that we're talented?
I would, yes.
Well, then that's your answer.
But somebody would say you could have more talent. You need as much talent as you can in this.
I don't think, and I would disagree with them. I think, you know, Philly proved that wrong when we had a dream team. As much as, you know, people hate that, you know, it's not always about talent. You can go get the best guys out there at every position. If they don't gel as a team, if they don't put the team first, then they don't play well. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, I think we have talent. If you look at all our positions, I think we're more talented this year than we were last year, mm-hmm. personally. And I think we also have a better fit, if you can talk about guys. And so when you put that all together, I think that makes your team better overall. You guys got to be able to work together. You got to be able to work as a team to adjust, to work things out. And that's with players and coaches. And so, you know, it's good to have – you got to acquire talent, and I think we're doing a good job of that. But the fit and the culture is way more important.
You heard about that dream team from afar.
Oh, huh? From afar. I saw it. Who didn't, you know? That's a lesson learned right there.
But you've had the benefit of playing in another system in New Orleans and stuff. I mean, was it similar there as far as talent?
Very similar.
And culture?
The biggest thing in New Orleans was they built their culture on their 2006 draft class. And that's when Sean Payton got there. That's when Drew Brees got there. They drafted Reggie Bush. And those core guys stayed all the way through 2013. And they set the tempo for everything we did. We practiced a certain way. We went about our meetings a certain way. And nobody went outside of, you know, that culture. And the biggest thing was they didn't care when you were drafted, how much money you made. You know, as a first rounder, I came and played special teams for 6 weeks because, you know, you had to earn your keep there. And it was all about the culture. And so, and we've had a lot of success. We won a Super Bowl with that. You know, on the defense where you can really point out a superstar until after the Super Bowl, then everybody, you know, kind of paid attention. And so you see teams like have success all the time. You look at New England, it's always about the team first. You know, they obviously have one of the best quarterbacks on their team, but when you look at their roster, they move people in and out, plug people in and out, and because they have a system and a way that they do things the Patriot way, and that's how they win. And so I think that's what Chip is trying to build here. I think he's doing a good job of balancing the team personality as well as the talent, and we'll see where it takes us.